Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Brinny boy, you have been on fire with the Instagram posting to the Alice 97.3. I want to just congratulate you on your Instagram prowess. I mean,
oh, thank you.
The keeping up with the Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian setup. It's amazing. If you're not already following Alice 973.
Bryn, could you please give us some applause accompaniment while we applaud you? Because I can't really.
Oh, yeah,
really,
you got it.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Can't.
Top myself. All right.
And Brinny boy, everyone.
Pat myself on the back.
He put up with the keeping. He put up with the Kardashians. He put up. Putting up with the Kardashians. That's what it should be. That's my life, putting up with the Kardashians. There's a picture of Khloe. It's just hilarious. Like, we looked at it and went, wow, she looks amazing. She doesn't look like anybody. She doesn't look like
there,
Khloe.
There we go.
Oh, thank
it's still
you.
Me, guys.
Thank you, guys.
It's still me. So we put the side-by-side up there, and you can check it out for yourself. Add your comments, mean or kind, whatever you want to say. I mean, maybe you're feeling not a hater.
That's
today.
Enough. Thanks, guys.
I don't
great
know.
Job,
I feel
Brian.
Like sometimes people go unapplauded for so long that really, I'm going to applaud what you do. You throw it on for everybody else, but not for me. I'm the one giving you the accolades here, you little Kardashian. You.
Wow. That turned ugly fast. Jeez. Oh, a golf clap. I like it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you.
Kind of fits in with what we're doing. I mean, that on the heels of the one you did with the Miley Cyrus. Did you look at his Miley Cyrus post last week, Vinny?
I'm sure Cyrus. The people in our music department were like, oh my God, people are hating on Miley right now.
Hey, listen, it's so obvious that's the exact song. You know, people
it
are like,
seamless,
so many
almost,
chords.
Right?
I'm like, I don't know. He's just right. When she went, oh. Yeah, I'm like, okay, so she's just not even pretending to not be stealing this song? Anyway, very talented young lady.
Yeah.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Finding Your Polling Place. If you're not sure where your polling place is or where to drop off your mail-in ballot if you don't trust the mail system, go to sos.ca.gov/election/polling-place.
Jesus, really?
It's that easy, people.
sos.ca.gov/election/polling-place.
It's as easy as that. You can find out.
And you wonder why people don't get it done.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, look, it's not that hard, you know? Could we
it
put that
be.
Could
You're
you
right.
please put that up on radioalice.com or on our Facebook page or something so people can just click a link? It's easier for people to just click a link.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll do that right
Your
now.
Vote matters. Let's make it count by actually getting it where it needs to go at the correct time. Which would be before the day. Jason Mraz is a former postal worker. That's right. Mellow dude. I don't know why ever, you know. Maybe he's like, oh, it's just too stressful for me at the post office. I'm going to... Got to chill.
My mom's dad, John, by the way, was a postal worker. He was a mail carrier for ever. So, yeah, I mean...
Yeah. John's dad, John's sister... actually two of his sisters.
Wait, husband, John.
My husband, John. His late dad, Paul. Rest in peace, Paul. He worked there his entire life. And and my sister-in-law, Kathy, and my sister-in-law, Lenny. They all worked there.
Right.
Their whole lives. They're such, you know, chill people.
Good. That's nice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nothing could ever go wrong working at the post office. Anyway, he, you know, he used to sort mail, and he broke out big in song. Mm-hmm. So Jason Mraz does not like that President Trump is apparently trying to kneecap the post office so that Americans can't vote by mail in November. He says, "Do not think for a minute that this time-tested system would fail us during an election. Tampering with elections is illegal. So is mail fraud. You or I would go to prison for it. Let's make sure the Postmaster General and our president are held accountable for their actions." Taylor Swift mailed in her 2 cents. Get it? Mailed in as well. Trump's calculated dismantling of USPS proves one thing clearly. He is well aware that we do not want him as our president. He's chosen to blatantly cheat and put millions of Americans' lives at risk in an effort to hold on to power. Request a ballot early and vote early. Well, good words from both of them. Ed Sheeran is in the news today because when he was 13 years old, he released his first album. And by released it, I mean he made 20 copies of an album that he'd come up with. He has 19 of those copies. One of them, not in his hands anymore. It is a... Oh, boy. My coffee's done.
Guys. Oh, no.
Sorry. Sorry about that. A rare copy of Ed Sheeran's very first album. It's a demo album, I mean, at best, right? It's being auctioned. And somewhere out there, he is dying of embarrassment. 29-year-old now. Ed Sheeran, father-to-be, right? Didn't we just find out his wife is having a baby? Having a baby! He's one of the world's biggest pop stars, and he recorded a record called Spinning Man in 2004 at the age of 13 after his first ever heartbreak.
Oh, boy.
That's where all the music comes from, right, Vin?
Heartbreak?
So
yeah.
He put out a book in 2014. I did not know this. I did not read the... It's a visual thing. You know, lots of photos from on tour and his recording process and everything. I think he wrote stuff in it, too. It's called Ed Sheeran, A Visual Journey. Jane is right now cracking open her copy of that. Her autographed, no doubt, copy of Ed Sheeran, A Visual Journey. He revealed that... and this book came out in 2014. He revealed that 19 of the 20 copies he made were in his possession. And he did not want anyone else to ever hear this. He's embarrassed by it. He said, "There are probably 20 copies of Spinning Man in existence." Oh, he's English, isn't he? I have 19 of them. I don't want anyone else to get a hold of a copy. Where's my... Come to me, English person. most of the songs were about a girl named Claire. She was my first love when I was 13 years old. Thank you. I need the music. It helps me. I don't have just a regular English accent, I guess. A little girl named Claire that he used to date. She was my first love when I was 13. I always think of him as being Irish, I guess, because of the red hair. It was a very innocent love, and we only ever held hands. But it lasted a fair amount of time. Then came my first devastating breakup. Looking back, it really wasn't that bad, but at the time it was soul-shattering. When she left me, I wrote a lot of songs off the back of it. My first love songs. Spinning Man is the name of the record. It features 14 tracks with titles that sum that right up. Misery, On My Mind, and Moody Ballad of Ed are just a few of the titles. I guess there was a photo issued by a British music memorabilia auction house called Omega Auctions. It shows a teenage Ed Sheeran strumming a guitar. According to the listing, Sheeran gave the CD to a family friend in 2009, and it's being sold by a relative of that family friend. So that guy went, "I don't want this." Gave it to a friend, you know, gave it to a relative of his. And right. Now this guy is like, "I'm going to sell it." And they say it'll about £10,000, which is around $13,000.
That's what this is going to go for?
That's what they expect it to get. So, sorry, Ed, but he looks sad in this picture they included with the story, too. He's all,
Do you think
that's too bad about
my
album.
Do you think he's sad enough to buy it for whatever the going price is? No?
That is a solution. It's quite possible that maybe he doesn't care and he's just publicizing it. But the auction house is saying that This is, you know, the rarest of all Ed Sheeran music, the stuff he never wanted you to hear.
I found something really strange or interesting, I guess, on YouTube. It's Ed Sheeran at 13 on some British show of sorts, like a dance show or something.
Oh.
Here, I'm going to show you this.
Okay.
It's a trip. All right, take a look.
Ed Sheeran.
See that kid?
Sophie, I do.
And then he sings
later on
in the video.
You need to, it's very much zoomed in. You can. I saw the side of his orbit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me a second.
Sure. Take your time.
I have to zoom out. But
yeah, zoom right out of that.
Let me just cue it
up. Oh, there he is.
Is he about
to audition for something? Is this like their American Idol or something?
He auditioned. I think it's a dance show of some sort.
I didn't know he's going to dance.
He says,
I can't wait to see it.
He actually does sing in this clip, but of course, let me redo the video so you can see. Let me jump ahead to the part where he actually sings.
That's him at 13, really?
Yeah, then he sings for them at some point. Here it is.
Because what he lacked in dance ability, he more than made up for in his musical talents.
He's great, he's quirky.
And I don't care if you're lost, it's in our hearts, we both know that.
His voice is classic.
Trip, right?
Yeah, you should see him just like, I mean, the guitar's clearly tuned differently than a regular guitar, but he's doing that whole thing he was doing there, is he's just sort of banging on it percussively. That was really neat. Anyway, look, the kid's been talented forever, turns out. And if you want his demo album and to be the only person in the world who has it, it's going up for auction soon. So have at it. You know, they say never say never and never say always. That's just what they say.
Never say always?
Yep.
Wait, never say never, never say always.
Yeah.
Okay.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Says he's locked in forever.
Uh-oh.
With
Megan Fox. Okay. Yeah. Well, good for him.
He says he's locked in forever in his relationship with Megan on the, I guess he was on BuzzFeed Celeb, Thirst Tweets. A tweet read, Machine Gun Kelly, I just want to let you know I'm free this Sunday to go on a date. Just let me know if you're free Sunday, because I am free and I'd like to take you on a date. And he said, I'm locked in already right now. No dates for me, probably ever. Later in the video, he read a tweet. I would let Machine Gun Kelly suck my toes, maybe. And he says, like I said, I'm only sucking one pair of toes. I didn't know she only had two toes. That's weird. She's only sucking one pair of toes right now.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know, but it's a set, really. Not really a pair. Maybe he only likes two of...
You're doing what people do to us right now, which we never
look,
like. I mean,
that's
what
we finally get
thing.
To.
I mean,
I'm nitpicking.
Eventually,
maybe he only likes
Wednesday,
two of her toes.
It's
possible.
Crushing it. Jesus, are all you out there just doing is grabbing a red pen and marking up our broadcast? Come on.
Yeah.
We're trying our hardest over here.
So congratulations to them on their forever love. I think that's really important. That we support them and their forever love.
I don't like that public frothy stuff. It's fine, they can do it and they're allowed to be whatever, but I do think that is a sign of for sure the end.
From the bitter corner of the room, Brian Austin Green over here. how you doing? Yeah. I used to be with her. We were also a forever thing.
Right.
He is like clearly less quiet than he has been on this thing. He's made a few comments here and there, sort of somewhat voicing his displeasure, but he's like, she was always one of the most private people I've ever met. I don't know what changed. Machine Gun Kelly chaunch is what I think.
Oh, that did it?
Some kind of injection that, you know, I just don't know. I mean, I'm guessing here, Vin.
You're not helping him.
Well,
I mean, that it already hurts to see her behaving in a way that she never behaved before. And now you're saying it's because he's reached parts of her that
Brian Austin
Green
could not reach.
That's not nice.
Well, you know, the truth hurts. The truth does hurt sometimes.
It does.
It's true. Nickelback spent last week teasing something new. So I scrolled right by that, you know. It turned out to be a cover song. And we're just without telling you what, so you'll know it immediately. And and I'll just let you hear it, and we'll hear what you think on this. Go ahead, Brittany. Roll the new Nickelback.
Because he knew he'd been beat, and he laid that cold guitar down on the ground at Johnny's feet.
And Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a... I'm the best that's ever been.
Wow.
Yeah, so instead of dueling fiddles, it's dueling guitars, and it's Nickelback the whole time. So enjoy. And if you want to post that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, why the hell not? It's a little Nickelback. I love this Instagram. So there you go.
I liked it.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's fun. Certainly a different take on an old favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Costello has announced that he has a new album called Hey Clock Face.
Oh.
It arrives October 30th, it looks like. He's got a new track that he's sharing with us now. It's called We Are All Cowards Now. Hey Clock Face, we're all cowards now. So here's a new song from Elvis Costello.
They're sending out their sons to take away our guns and our daughters. We're all cowards now. Rivers rising, darkness fell upon people, blotting out the sun, disguising.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's not
Allison.
I'm a
big fan of his, but
yeah, me too. I like him.
That doesn't, you know, immediately pull me in, but I'll probably give it a fair chance because I am a fan.
Yeah, I don't know if I will. I like all his older stuff. Yeah, I'm like, give me Watching the Detectives again, or give me Veronica.
Well, he may have a couple nuggets in there.
Sure,
that,
he might. You
know, you know,
you're right. Maybe you let me know if I should listen. I'll trust you on that. And we got a new Killer song today, too. It's called Dying Breed. Their record is coming out, it looks like, this Friday. It's called Imploding the Mirage. It was supposed to come out in May, but...
Yeah, it's been weird, like, and you couldn't find info on why that thing hasn't come out. Did they say any...
COVID.
Like,
it's the COVID-19. And I guess they just figured that they had waited long enough. Like, F it, we thought maybe we could... get some dates in by the end of the summer. No, we can't. So we're just going to put the record out. So Imploding the Mirage is coming out this Friday, according to the story. And this is a brand new song from The Killers. It's called Dying Breed.
There's going to be opposition. Ain't no way around it. But if you're looking for strong and steady,
so a whole minute later, it kicks in pretty hard. So okay. I'll fast forward it, but just a little bit. Here it goes.
All right, Jane, I smell an Alice Essential. Yeah, I don't want to say I called it because I didn't, but sure we'll be playing that. Probably already playing it. Hello, Jen. I know you're awake. All right, so we'll end. Oh, we'll end on that. I'm out of time.
Oh. Jane, Jane hasn't texted you yet? What are you talking about?
No, I haven't talked to Jane yet. I'm sure she'll text me if she's awake. Did you want to get to that one other one?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting.
Okay. All right, here we go. We'll go a little late. Snoop Dogg has a new song called Nipsey Blue.
All
which
right.
It's a tribute song to Nipsey Russell. Mm-hmm. Nipsey Hussle. So here we go. This, by the way, I guess August 15th would have been his 35th birthday. And that's why Snoop puts
it's interesting
out.
Because Snoop's singing the whole time. And he doesn't rap at all in this song.
Six. Oh, it's been such a long, long time. Looks like
like I get you off of my mind.
There's somebody else there, yeah.
Yeah, but clearly. It almost sounds like he's singing along with a record.
Yeah, it does.
Turns my whole world on Nipsey Blue.
Oh, that's neat. That's really
neat. That's a song. I don't know what the original words are, but I totally recognize that.
Oh, my whole, are you serious?
World. Yeah, it turns my whole world. Something Misty Blue, maybe?
Huh.
I don't know.
Anyway, he is singing along with a record?
Maybe. Although, does the other person say Nipsey Blue too?
Is there a Misty Blue by Dorothy Moore?
I don't know.
Let's
take a listen. Right. Misty Blue.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like it.
There it is.
Yeah. There it is.
Look like I get you.
Oh, let me just sing along with her then. Dorothy Moore is the song. Yeah. Misty Blue.
I was like, I thought I knew that. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll get you hip to an online scam. Hopefully they've pulled it by now, but that's unfortunate. Also, big tips and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.